hope, hopeful. Are they useful or harmful? Let's look. One of my students who, on the surface appears optimistic, enthusiastic, and unstoppable, saw yesterday that inventing herself hopeful could change her life. Hopeful is not one of the ways of being that are considered, traditionally, healthy and high vibration. Why? Because hopeful, the way people use it, is a mind thing. Well-beingness is not a mind thing at all. When you are hopeful, the way people use it, you are waiting for a benevolent universe, or some angel, or some deity to give you what you want. So hopeful, as the way people use it, is a passive mindset, which is low vibration. The hopeful that can qualify as a way of being begins with building legs under the hopefulness. Not a pie in the sky with no foundation. You have the right to be hopeful because you did the work that was necessary to get you what you hope for. Interestingly, being hopeless is also my base, born with attitudes. So I can relate it. And so I can share how I have turned my hopeless into a minor and occasional mood, an incident, and hopeful my seed level of being. The first thing I needed to notice that hopeless wasn't just a mood. It was a worldview. It was a fixed worldview, a filter through which I viewed everything. I am observant, I am discerning, and I saw that people are basically bad, selfish, rejoicing in others' misery. And that made me think that no matter what I do, it is not going to get better. And even though I had persistence through the roof, much more than anyone I knew, I still had the struggle with my base Bach energy, which is gentian. Gentian is the resignation flower. I went from resignation to resignation. Even though I was a high achiever, I saw everything as hopeless, and the stories I most cherished were underdogs who succeeded in the face of unsurmountable odds. I considered my tenacity a virtue. And maybe it was, but I was never happy. And then I saw the roller coaster I have set myself on. And I hate roller coasters. I like smooth. I like even. And roller coasters and a life like a roller coaster is not like that. So, as an innovator, I decided to innovate myself out of the life I had with its predictable valleys. I started to observe myself minutely, so I could catch where the switch of resignation comes. And what triggers it, where I am looking when it triggers. I saw that any difficulty I encountered, I labeled it as it's over. And stopped looking. I started to hang in there and keep on looking. And 93% of instances, and I have tens a day of those, if I kept on looking, eventually I saw that it was not hopeless, that there was a way to take the project to winning. When I said it's over, just another way to say hopeless, I looked in the mind. Reality dared to differ. Now, what do you want to take home from this? Maybe the most important learning is that whatever you see it through a filter. And only looking long and without an agenda, without wanting a different view, without needing anything, will remove the filter. Agenda, winding, needing will add an additional filter. So it is important to look and not want anything. Allow. Allowing is a state of being where your agenda isn't active. The cat pulling back its claws. The dog stopping baring its fangs. The hardest thing for a human, maybe any human, to do. It's like a small death when you stop wanting to assert your will. When you allow, you remove your filter. Or more accurately, temporarily it falls away. Temporarily. It is important to remember, or you'll expect reality to show its face readily. It won't. You will still see 99.99% of what you see through a filter. And momentarily without one. Most people cannot even drop their filter when I show them something. So don't think it's easy, or natural, or that you do it. Your results will be consistent with the number of times you see through no filter, so your action can be accurate. I measure this in your astuteness measure. 1 to 100. Humanity's overall astuteness is 0.25%. My students is 1%. No one has been able to allow, even to get what allowing is. This is why I am writing this article. To make it easier. The genius of last century physician, Dr. Edward Bach, was to find 37 energies in plants and on in water that match people's attitude to life. It is very difficult to muscle test what is your linchpin Bach energy that you used to be stuck. I said you use and I meant it. I use gentian, the resignation flower, to remain gloomy. To blame my parents. To prove to them that they were wrong. Cut my nose in spite of my face. If and when I am accurate finding your Bach energy, you can start developing a strategy to neutralize it, so you can become all you can become. Or you won't. A disproportionate majority of people I have tested use the energy of no matter what I do to remain the same. So if you don't want to spend the $30, it is a 70% safe bet that you use that energy. And start neutralizing that. What do you need to do? You need to notice when you don't want to do what you can see you could do. You'll notice resistance. You'll hear the voice saying, I don't want to, or occasionally it lies and says I can't or I don't know how. And then stop, but stay with it. Wait. Allow the voice to rattle in your head. Don't want to make it go away, just let it do what it wants to do. It can't make you do anything. It is you who makes you do anything, not the voice. And when it gets tired, and it will, guaranteed, then do what you are resisting doing. Never believe the voice. We could say that each Bach energy has a voice and a sentence or two associated with it. None of it is true. Ever. And nothing can make you do anything, no voice, no other people, nothing. Only you can make yourself do anything. Imagine that I hold a knife to your throat. Imagined? Good. Now I ask you to take your pants off. Did you take it off, or the fear did? Or me? It was you, wasn't it? The same is with everything. Okay, if you want me to muscle test your Bach linchpin energy, you can. Get your Bach profile. Or if you really understand that until and unless you develop new habits in the face of your Bach energy you won't get ahead. Then buy the Bach Investigative Workshop, where we will work on the strategy for each participant. My workshops are very intimate, so you are essentially paying for one-on-one coaching plus group coaching at the same time. As usual, the workshop is priced to pay for 5 minutes of my time. But 100% of the results of a full-hour session. https://yourvibration.thrivecart.com/Bach Investigative Webinar/Bach Investigative Workshop